Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Brad, you found a new slash really super old book today.
New slash really super... Just really, let's go with really super old. And you know what? Can we not call this really super old? Because this is the Burned Bombs official guide to Walt Disney World from 1995. And I really don't want to start calling things from 1995 super old. So I did do the math and figure out that this book is 22 years old. And oh, it hurts to say that 1995 was 22 years ago.
I turned 6 that year.
Shut up. Just shut your face. But yeah, so it's interesting to find. And now the scary thing is I could see myself like checking garage sales and, secondhand bookstores and things like mm-hmm. that, trying to find these old Disney books, because it's fun to like look through them and see what was there that's not there anymore. Like, they've got a write up about the Skyway to Fantasyland in Tomorrowland, or Alien Encounter, you know, which isn't there anymore. And, just different restaurants and things. And then also,
wait,
what?
At Walt Disney World? There was never a Skyway at Walt Disney World.
Yes, there was.
There was?
Yeah. You don't, like, over there where, in Fantasyland, where the Tangled toilets are now, but you know where I'm talking about, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure that used to be where the Skyway station was, because for the longest time, there was just this deal over there because they had closed the Skyway station. It was pretty much just stroller parking for Fantasyland is what it became for the longest time. But yeah,
man, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it ran between Fantasyland and Tomorrowland. So
I thought that was only a Disneyland thing, that it never made it to Disney World.
Nope.
Interesting.
Nope. It was there. Did we just waste a fun fact? I mean, come on. I thought that...
No, that would be a dumb fact.
Okay.
For dummies.
But yeah, so, you know, there's write-ups and pictures from like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and it's a really well-done...
That's pretty cool.
It's a really well-done book. So, and I'm a nerd, so I like looking at these things. Though, there are some things that I like looking at, and there are some things that I don't. And so, I just briefly wanted to discuss the pricing for Walt Disney World in 1995, which admittedly was 2 years ago, but still it's just, it's sad because, now I will say that the prices, according to the book, the prices listed here were correct at press time, but rates do change. So be sure to double check the hotels. So if you're expecting to get these rates, guys, you might want to double check these rates, but let me just ask you.
You might check 22 years later. You might check and see if they're still the same.
Right. So they have, you know, on-season, off-season rates, because we didn't have peak, non-peak, value, all that jazz going on yet. We just had season, off-season, right? So what do you think was the daily season rate for a concierge-level suite at the Polynesian Resort in the Bali High Longhouse?
The Bali High. $300?
No. It was, come on, man. It's not that cheap. It was $325 to $370 a night, which, I'm pretty sure that concierge level in peak season, you weren't getting in for under, $1,200, $1,300, $1,500 now?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, $325 to $370. So another fun thing about this book to me
so how,
was...
How, does it say how much a regular room was?
Oh, yeah. A regular room was $215 to $295. Again, that
oh,
is...
come on,
that
man.
Is off-season, $200 to $275. So, you know...
Oh, my gosh.
Don't go during the season. You might end up paying an extra $15 a night, guys. Can you imagine if if the difference between peak and value season was $15 a night for a hotel room?
Yeah.
So, also... The All-Stars, there were only two, of course, this is well before Pop Century existed, and only two of the three All-Stars were there, because it was only sports and music, because remember, movies was the third one that was added. So, what do you think the nightly room rate was at the All-Stars?
Just for a regular room?
Yeah. Well, they don't have suites.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah. It's all, yeah. Suites, I think, are only like Art of Animation. They have, you know, now we have like the preferred rooms that are closer to the building or to the pools and that kind of stuff. But yeah, back in the day, it was just room.
Man, I guess. Man, now that I have completely misunderstood what the word concierge meant and guessed ridiculously low, I don't. Okay, so the All Stars are like nowadays around $200 a night. So
if it's on season, you're like 165 to 185, I think.
So like $75 a night.
$69 to $79.
Nice.
So. Here's the thing. That's very good guessing, but it's also very, very sad when you think about it. I could have had that room for $69 to $79 a night.
Again, call Walt Disney World and make sure that these are still
rates. These may not still be valid rates. So yeah, you know, it had the hotel room prices, which made me sad, and then admission prices. Admission prices. So what do you want to guess is the 4-day. Now this is, you can get better rates if you're actually staying on property, but 4-day park hopper, valid in all three parks for 4 days and includes the use of the Walt Disney World transportation system. What's a 4-day? Cause now that's like what for a park hopper? I think that's, it's gotta be somewhere in like the $300 and something range, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I paid. You did a five.
For five, but that was a base ticket. That's a 1-day per park ticket. I paid $350 and I was saving like $72 off of the gate price now for 2017. But yeah, so for a 4-day park hopper, you wanna give a guess on that one?
$250.
$141.55.
What?
I need a time machine so I can go back. And take all that money that I spent buying four tickets, buying like what
yeah,
like
100 tickets.
That's
like $35 a day.
Every ticket you can give me. But they also had the World Hopper Pass. If you wanted to go 5 days, you could get the World Hopper Pass. It included the transportation system, all the parks, Typhoon Lagoon, Blizzard Beach, River Country, Discovery Island, and Pleasure Island.
Ooh, River Country.
That's right, River Country, because River Country was still a thing in 1995. And yeah, any of the, so like they had the four, they had a 4-day Be Our Guest pass if you were staying at the resort that included all that stuff as well for like $154. So you could get a park hopper for $141 or for an additional, what, like $13, you could tack on all of the water parks and Discovery Island and Pleasure Island. And I mean, an annual pass was $209.90.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, dude, just get an annual pass at that point. But meanwhile, you know,
Or buy 10 annual passes.
Oh. No, because I think annual passes actually do. I don't think you can buy an annual pass and activate it 3 years later. But because if you could, I imagine there would be some people who would still be working off those because. I like to believe there were some people who were smart enough in 1995 to go ahead and buy up all those extra tickets. So they're not suckers like me who are, you know, who are excited because they got a good deal. And I got a good deal. But, you know, I waited way too long. It's clearly what this book tells me. I waited way too long and ended up paying way too much money for my cheap tickets. But, yeah, I don't know. It's sad, but. But again, like I said, if you get an opportunity and you are a nerd like me when it comes to Disney stuff, which let's be honest, you're listening to a Walt Disney World podcast, like you took the time to find us and listen to us. So you're a little bit of a Disney nerd. I'm going to shoot straight with you, but you know, head over to your like local library or I don't know, again, secondhand bookstore or something.
Or your dad's house.
Yeah, or your parents' house, which is where I found this thing at. and, you know, see if you can find some of these old books because, again, it's just really cool to, like, they've got a picture of, you know, Dreamfinder and Figment, like, standing out in Epcot in here. And so it's so cool to see the old maps and everything. Though, at the back of the book, I do have some, you know, the book tells me that it has coupons valuable coupons inside that could save me up to $400. And you know, it's like 20% off dining and, you know, get a fifth night free at the Disney Vacation Club resort. Though these coupons all seem to expire in 1995. So I don't know. Do you think coupons work like the, work like tickets where I can just go ahead and use them? I mean, if I complain enough, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah. You should do it.
Yeah. So
I think a coupon, even though it says it expires, it doesn't obviously.
So what we're saying is Disney's kind of like what Bed Bath and Beyond. They take expired coupons, or they used to take them. I don't know if they still do, but anyway. Yeah, so...
Honestly, I don't think they still do, but...
They did.
They did. They used did. To. They no used matter to. How expired they were.
That's right. That used to be a thing. So see, that we can still comment on that. But and it's also fun to see the three resorts, because this is also pre-Disney's Animal Kingdom when this book was printed, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, pre-Animal Kingdom, pre... And that's, you know, one of the reasons why it'd be pre-Pop Century, because Pop Century is considered an Animal Kingdom resort, is it not?
Because
All Stars are considered a studios resort and everything. So
yeah.
Anyway, like I said, just a fun little thing that I found that I thought I would share with everybody. So you guys can all feel just as bad as I do when I look at my $350 tickets and my I don't even remember what our room is costing, but it's way too much. Though I did get my so you know how they send you that first like little booklet. Mm-hmm. That tells you, hey, your Disney vacation is coming up, and here's your resort information, and here's what you need to do next, and your important, which I like that they do this. I like that they explain to people, you know, you can start booking FastPass Plus on this day, and if I would have booked further out, I'm pretty sure it even says, like, you can start doing your dining reservations on this day, and here's the things that you need to do, and, you know, because I think for people who aren't, again, Disney nerds like us, they don't know about all that stuff. And, you know, I don't want somebody getting to Disney and being like, Fast Pass. I was supposed to be doing something so that and all these people get to go in front. Like, that's not cool. I want everybody to have a shot at Fast Pass. So, yeah, my little book came in. And then my other little book came in because, you know, even though I remember I switched my hotel reservation.
Right.
Apparently that didn't get into the system in time to stop a book from being printed out. So I had a little bit of a heart attack moment, you know, panic attack thing when I see two books and I'm like, I really hope they canceled that because I don't want to pay for two hotel rooms at the same time. But yes, I called and they had taken care of it. But yeah, I got my first little book in. So I am now well on my way to my upcoming visit. So all kinds of cool stuff going on over here.
Old books, for you,
new
man.
Books, all kind of books.
That's always one of my favorite things is opening the mailbox and seeing that blue folder the blue package.
Well,
like, hooray!
No. So that's not that one. This is just that like envelope that they send, and it's got it's just the booklet. It's not like your
luggage tags.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's not your luggage tags and all that. This is the one that predates even that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just that initial, you made a reservation sort of thing.
Good for you.
So, yeah, you're a winner because you made a reservation. Yeah, I got that, and then also, you know, got my latest Disney Parks. So I bought a pressed penny wallet for my mom because I don't do pressed pennies, but my mom is huge into pressed pennies, so I ordered one of those. And then my Disney mug... My coffee mug broke, so I had to get a new coffee mug. So gosh darn it, I just had to go and get myself a Figment coffee mug. It's kind of stinks to be me. You know, that's what you
your
have
life
to take
is really this. Hard.
I know. My coffee mug broke, dude. And my favorite coffee mug. My favorite coffee mug broke, and it was the Mickey and Walt. Not partners, and it was like the old picture on Main Street one or whatever. In black and white. Anyway, it was a cool mug. It got broken, but now I have the Figment one with the old school Epcot Center on the inside of the mug. So all kind of Disney stuff was showing up in my house today.
Did you get that toiletry bag, the monorail toiletry bag?
I have not gotten the monorail toiletry bag, though it was extremely tempting when I was making my my Disney Parks app purchase to add that on. But I am going to be looking at said toiletry bag. Have we even talked about this toiletry bag on the podcast, or did I just like text you about that?
I don't remember if we talked about it like on air or not.
Okay. Because yeah, so there's this monorail toiletry bag, which is, you know, so it's just, it looks like a monorail car, and I really, really want it because I'm kind of, I don't know. Am I slightly crazy for wanting that?
No, you're not, because it's a really cool toiletry bag. Okay. And it's really big, too. It's like 13 inches long, so it's like a nice size. But yeah, it's the front of the monorail, like the head, the lead car. And it's got a nice, like, big double zipper thing. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it looks like it's really good quality and a really nice size. And no, you're not crazy, because it's a really cool thing.
Good. So I'm only holding off on ordering that because I figure if I'm going to go, like, that's kind of the type of thing where I'm not sure if pictures, I'm afraid the pictures could oversell it.
Yeah, so I think
I kind of want to, I want to hold it in my hands and be like, yes, this is definitely a good quality, not a cheap, going to tear in 2 months
right
item.
That's what we were talking about, whether or not we talked about it on the show, but like, does it have a metal zipper? Is it actually fabric all over? You know, stuff like that instead of plastic.
Yeah, though they do a good job of describing stuff in the Shop Disney Parks app. Like I said, there's some things I just feel like you need to hold in your hands, and that's one of them. So I could very likely be telling you that I have that monorail toiletry bag when we get back in May. But for now, I do not have the monorail toiletry bag. So yes, all sorts of Disney stuff was showing up in my doorstep, or I was stealing from my parents' house. Because I now have valuable coupons.
It makes me laugh so much when I order things from the Shop Disney Parks app, because it's clearly something that was wrapped in a retail store on property.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's the same tissue paper and the same little boxes packed up in a bigger box with more, you know, brown paper, but it is very clearly after hours they're pulling things off of the shelves in the actual, like, stores in the park and wrapping them up and sending them out to you.
Okay, so I had a mug, a pressed penny wallet, which is like full. It's folded down into like nothing. It takes up no room really, and a pin, because I got a Disney alumni pin for because they did this thing for alumni where they had different pins made up for the different places where alumni stay, or where you stay when you're on your college program. And so I bought a pin for Chatham Square, which is where I stayed when I did my Disney college program. Those three things were packed in a box that was probably 15 by 15 by 15.
Yep.
Because that mug had been wrapped like, I don't know, like 20 times they went around it. And, you know, of course it gets, and it's the tissue paper and then like the corrugated paper. I don't know, dude. Like, you could have drop kicked. You could have had some college or NFL kicker drop kick that thing through the uprights. Don't put the net up. It's going to slam off of the bleachers, and that mug was still going to be okay.
I ordered a nightshirt for my mother-in-law, and it came in a box about that big, and it was just a shirt.
Yeah, I was, when it got here, I was kind of scared. I was like, what else did I order that I forgot I ordered?
Oh, just mostly packing material, no problem.
Yeah, mostly packing material, so. well, packing material's okay, and again, I do appreciate that my mug was not damaged in transit, so.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Express Transportation is going to stick around because they have increased the pricing, which usually means it's about to become a fully legitimate thing, and we can look forward to seeing it be advertised more around the parks and hopefully being used by more than just cast members and bloggers.
So, do you really think that? I mean, I think it definitely has the potential of sticking around and being legitimized because of the pricing increase, but then I'm also just wondering, is this part of a larger test? Are we now going to see, is there a price point at which it, you know, is there a price point that even the Disney bloggers are going to balk at? Which, and we should say this price increase is not huge. It went up from what, like $15 to $19 on the daily, which, I mean, $4 is not nothing, but I don't know about you, but I anticipated it going up more when it finally went up, especially the 7-day window only went from 24 to 29. So it was a $4 increase on the 1-day pass and only a $5 increase on the 7-day pass.
Yeah, I would have expected the week-long one to be more than $30.
Yeah, yeah. So $30 per... Now, again, that's per person, so that's not cheap, but I feel like every report that I've seen from somebody outside of the I don't like seeing behind... you know, I don't like seeing backstage, and the, you know, every once in a while when a bus doesn't arrive on time, which I think at least the not arriving on time is more the exception than the norm, at least from what I've seen. I don't know about you. The backstage complaints have continued, and I think are going to continue, and again, until they can legitimize this to the point where they say these backstage areas are like not really back, they're quasi backstage or something.
Yeah. So the only problem to me with your theory of this being an ongoing test is if you are testing the waters the way that you're saying, there will come a point where you have raised the price too much. And at that point, it's really hard for them to lower the price. Like, I think the like raising the price is one thing, because you can couch it as like it's costing, you know, whatever, like they don't have to provide a reason. But to raise a price to a point and then lower it back down to somewhere where it was, that doesn't seem like something that a lot of companies are willing to do. And so I don't know that that would be a viable way to test this, you know, thing.
Special savings, you know, limited time offer. It's kind of like that that item at the grocery store that always has the sale price, or, you know, 28 out of 30 days in a month is at that special sale price to make you feel really good because you're saving like 50 cents on it or something. That's what they'll do, you know, just express checkout. And if you order it before, that's what they're going to do. They're going to find the point where it costs too much, and they're going to say that's the price that you get if you buy it day of or at the gate. But then we're going to give you the online discount of, you know, however much that makes it reasonable again and makes you actually want to buy it. And that's what
that
you get if you pre-purchase it, you know.
That makes sense.
Because they do that with PhotoPass. They do that, or at least with Memory Maker, right? Maybe with PhotoPass. I can't remember. Even with the whole nine yards on that. They're doing that with the tickets now. I think they pretty clearly do that. Well, you just can't get a room a lot of times if you try to go day of. Hey, can I get a room tonight? And that used to be a thing that I remember going and doing that, and being able to do that. And that's that. I don't think that's really a thing anymore, at least not for regular resorts. maybe you can do that at the really fancy ones. So anyway, but yeah, so express transportation did go up, which we anticipated. And yeah, maybe that does mean that it'll stick around. And, you know, I think what your complaints were more about it seeming kind of slapshot, I guess, as far as like the building or the infrastructure.
Yeah.
And maybe they can begin to build up that infrastructure if it is actually sticking around, which I think we've discussed. So, so yeah, that's going up. So they're going to make more money there. And then now it also seems like they're creating a new thing over at Contemporary, the new Celebration at the Top, which is going to be a way of going and viewing the Wishes, and then what's the new one called again?
Happily Ever After.
Okay, so Wishes or Happily Ever After, at the Top of the Contemporary. So essentially, what you and I tend to go to the California Grill for, they're now offering this Celebration at the Top, which I hope doesn't mean that, but they can't take that away from California Grill, right?
No way.
So, but now it's worth, there are what, like four places where you can walk out on the roof, because there's that front one, the back one, and then that's on both sides. So really there's only two 2.5 maybe that you can actually see the fireworks from. Because yeah. maybe you can see it from the far side front one, definitely not from the far side back one. But both of the Magic Kingdom side ones, you can definitely see it from. So I'm wondering if they're going to use like one for the celebration at the top and one for your standard California Grill visitors. But anyway, so they're doing this new celebration at the top. It's going to be $99 per person plus tax and gratuity, which tax is not surprising. Gratuity, I don't know. Do you do gratuity normally when you, because so it's set up like a party thing, it sounds like. Though, you know what? They're probably talking about gratuity for the bar because it's going to have an open bar.
Yeah.
Complimentary bar offering craft beers, California wines, cordials, and coffee. So, yeah, if I go to the bar and I get something, even if it's a complimentary bar, I usually drop a tip in for that. And then it also comes with, it says, let's see that. It also includes canapes, sushi, flatbreads. So you're going to get all of that. You're going to head up an hour before the fireworks start. You're going to go and, you know, have your drinks, have your canapes, your sushi, all that stuff. Then you're going to go out and watch the fireworks, and then you're going to come back in and they're going to be serving pedophore dessert. So, you know, the little small plate basically is what all of this stuff is going to be. And I think what it's they're including valet parking in this. And even though the Disney blog, which again, of course, that will be in your show notes, the Disney blog post on this, even though it doesn't say so, I feel like I saw somewhere that they were even going to be enforcing a I feel like somewhere it said they were even going to be enforcing some sort of a
dress code.
Thank you. So even though it doesn't say it there, I feel like somewhere I saw that a dress code would be enforced. So maybe they're just talking because what California Grill does have a dress code, right?
It's a minimal dress code.
Right, right.
It's more of like a please don't wear flip flops.
Yeah,
and, you
yeah.
know, torn up shirts and short and stuff.
And
I've gone up there in
maybe
shorts.
Hats and stuff are included on that. So yeah, but again, I feel like somebody said something about a dress code. So maybe that's just the California Grill dress code. But to me. As long as this doesn't prevent California, because I don't want California Grill to lose its fireworks viewing, but if it doesn't prevent California Grill from having fireworks viewing, like to me, this sounds like a pretty decent deal actually for $99 a person.
Yeah, no, it is, especially since it's California Grill food. You know, the beers and wine and stuff is one thing, but having food from California Grill, all their food is like really good. Even their appetizers and stuff like that, and I think it's a really nice deal, especially since it's, you know, unlimited, like just an open bar and stuff.
So basically this is a fancy, and okay, yeah, so this is, now I think this is definitely worth it, because a dessert party costs you what, $69, and
right.
that doesn't include real food,
right? And
this includes,
like,
real food.
Yeah, it's not quite dinner. I mean, you could probably eat enough to be considered dinner.
But... Oh, if I'm dropping $99 on this, this is dinner for me.
But, I mean, like, I mean, all of that and getting to see the fireworks from California Grill, which I love. My only concern is, are they going to monopolize the good, you know, the best viewing deck?
The front, so, because you've got kind of the front deck and rear deck.
Right.
Yeah.
Walking into the California Grill, the deck to the right, are they going to monopolize that for happily ever after viewing, or for the party viewing? The, what is it? Celebration at the top, right?
Celebration at the top.
Yeah. Are they gonna monopolize that deck, which is going to push everybody to the other deck because nobody knows about the third one? The one where you have to walk back through the windy hallway that leads to the bathroom, but also leads to the other deck. No one knows about that.
No. I think I'm wondering if the windy hall. So you're thinking deck that faces towards Magic Kingdom, deck that kind of is away from Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, the two main ones.
Right.
The two main ones that come off the dining room.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I think probably or at least I'm hoping the main one that comes off the dining room will continue to be. The windy hallway one is the thing that I would think you might use for the celebration at the top.
Mm.
Because you could direct people to that. And like you said, most people aren't aware they can even use that other deck. Even though it's a great viewing spot as well.
Yeah.
You know, you have people. do you even really have people in front of you on that deck, though? I mean, I guess if you're far enough back, but if you're far enough back on the other one, you have people in front of you.
Yeah.
So,
well, and I've never had a California Grill cast member tell me about that one.
No, no. I've only gone out there because I've known it was there. So, So I think maybe that. And then, of course, they would probably be like, oh, I'm sorry, you're not with the celebration at the top. You can't walk out on this one. And that's cool, as long as I, as the person who is dining at the California Grill, can still go to the other one and use it. Well, whatevs. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited about this. You know, I posted on our Twitter and Facebook that, you know, part of me would actually like to see Illuminations or Happily Ever After. Is that
yes.
The other? Okay. I'm going to get this down eventually. did I really just say Illuminations, Wishes, or Happily Ever After from this spot? But I think I'm going to have to go and watch it from Main Street. You know, you just, I want to go see it from the classic spot to see it. But I could definitely see at some point in a future trip, assuming that something like this sticks around, which, unless they just decided that it's way too underpriced, I could see this definitely sticking around. I could do a celebration at the top, maybe, for one of my trips.
I really think that of all of the ticketed things that they do, the ticketed food type deals, this is definitely the most valuable one.
More so than any of the, so like the terrace viewing party or the Illuminations or the Star Wars one or whatever it's called this week.
I do. I really do. Just because of the location. And I mean, I would have expected, if you had told me all of those things, like what was available and what quantities from California Grill, I would have thought that was going to cost $200.
You think so? I was thinking 150, 180, somewhere in there. I don't, you know, I thought maybe you'd want to stay away from that $200 per person mark. But yeah, I mean, at the same time, I think there'd still be people buying it at $200 a person.
Well, because I think about how much do you spend on one person when you go to California Grill? And I think it is easy to spend $75 a person there. If start getting into appetizers, entrees, if you share a dessert, everybody gets drinks. Like, it is easy to spend $75 a person.
Oh, so, if everybody starts getting drinks and stuff, it's real easy to go over $75 a person, I think. But
I figure so that's what people would eat normally. I figure you add a little bit onto that, $100 a person, sure. But being Disney, they're going to add, you know, double it. Because if you think about, like, think about it as, like, what the value is to Disney. You go to a cupcake party. A cupcake costs nothing, you know, or a dessert party. I mean, all of those desserts cost nothing to make.
Wait. You're trying to tell me those Rice Krispie Treats are not like $7.50 or $8 or whatever they're charging me for them in the parks? That's not what they're worth?
That's what I'm telling you, Brad.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyway, but yes.
But look at it from a value perspective. I couldn't even tell you how many thousands of a percent of a markup that you're paying. But suffice to say, you're paying way, 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 way more than the value of the food that you're eating. And if you just pick that up and move it to the California Grill, I mean, it's gotta be, to me, at least $200. And the fact that it's $100 is a steal. Like, for Claire and I to go up and do this party for $99. And I will say that Claire doesn't drink, so it probably wouldn't be worth that to her, because she's not going to drink. So she would only, you know, be having
coffee and tea or whatever it was.
Yeah. And so I think a lot of the value there is open bar.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because everybody knows that can add up. I mean, really quick, if you pay restaurant prices for alcohol,
right?
That gets expensive quick. And then when you pay Disney restaurant prices for any sort of alcohol,
right,
it gets crazy super fast. So
I think $99 is an insane value.
Okay.
And I guess we'll have to see how the food really is, but if everything is exactly how they are portraying it to be, $100 a person sounds like an insane value to me for that.
Okay, so see, my problem is I would have to pay $100 for Nancy as well, and it would be crazy, you know, they'd have to work crazy hard to get around all of her. And with Disney, I know that they would. They could make stuff that worked around her allergies so that she could still have stuff to eat and, you know, the desserts and the whole nine yards. But
it wouldn't be as fun for her.
No, because you can't just like walk around and try a little bit of this, try a little bit of that.
Right. She's got to call somebody over every time she wants something else.
Right. And that
stinks.
And she doesn't drink. So clearly, Claire and Nancy need to go and watch it from wherever. And you and I need to head up. This is where you and I need to head up to is a celebration at the top and go and enjoy ourselves with a, you know, little, happily ever after there or whatever it's going to be called. Cause you're not going to be around for wishes, but hey, next trip, I think you and I need to plan a little, celebration at the top over at California Grill. So anyway,
let's do it.
Assuming that, you know, Magical Express went up in price. This I could see going up in price at some point. So we need to plan that soon. And hey, I've got two extra tickets already burning a hole in my pocket. So Nancy and I are ready to go back.
And I've got no extra money that's not burning a hole in my pocket because it's not there.
Oh, well, so,
You want to pay for me to go to Disney World?
Not really. But I'll call Disney and have them cancel something you love. And then you'll have to make an emergency trip.
Oh, my gosh. I will, dude. I will. And that's going to suck. Oh, and that'll do it for this week's episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTMPodcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTMPodcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. The show's on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and search for Missing the Mouse and subscribe there. If you'd like to listen to audio and podcasts and stuff on YouTube, the shows are up on YouTube at the exact same time as they're released in the podcast feed. So you're not going to miss anything. And if you would, please go to iTunes and leave a rating and write a review of the show. It really does help us to show up higher in the iTunes rankings. And we would really like to, you know, show up when you search for Walt Disney World or Disneyland or just Disney, because, you know, Brad and I really enjoy doing this and it would be fun to grow the audience and be able to do it for years and years to come. So head over to iTunes and do that for us, please. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.